You're listening to Atheistically Speaking.
Hello and welcome to episode 82 of Atheistically Speaking with your host Thomas Smith. And this is a rare thing. I don't know how many times I've had two different guests in one week, but I got to welcome our extra special guest number two for this week, the voice of the show, Lydia. How are you doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
Pretty good. And I think I meant to make this joke last time and I forgot, so I'm going to do it now. Okay. You won't get it. Just go ahead and tune out. Now, there's, I think it's, is it Jerry West is the logo? Did I make this joke last time? Oh, no. Jerry West is the, I'm going to laugh if I have the wrong guy, but I'm pretty sure it's Jerry West is the, they call him the logo because, you know, the NBA, like, you know, the classic NBA thing with the guy who's kind of dribbling the NBA logo. That's him. That's his, like,
his
outline
silhouette.
Or whatever. Yeah, exactly. Silhouette. So he's like the logo and people call him like the logo.
Yeah.
But so I think you're the same thing for this podcast because, you know, you're the voice of the podcast.
And,
but anyway, I wasn't saying it was funny. I was just saying I meant to say that. Well, we don't have you on to talk to continue the history of Christianity, unfortunately. Someday we got to do that. We blinked and it's been months. But
yeah.
I think there's actually we're going to have to grab another volume of the book. It's gone ahead another thousand years since we last did it. But no, we're going to talk about today. People, I'm sure, have heard of the street harassment video
that came out.
And I thought it would be perfect to have you on here because I've actually talked about in past episodes of feminism. I mentioned the fact that you couldn't even ride your bike to work. The
2.7 miles. Yeah.
To work, so I'm always going to outdo me. The 2.1 miles to work. I think it's 2.6. We'll say 6.
Cause you can meet in the middle, 2.65.
The 2.65 miles to work. See, there you go. We just demonstrated
it's a healthy relationship.
Yeah. Okay. That was a little lesson for everyone. Take home to your significant other. So anyway, 2.1 miles exactly. No, I'm just kidding. 2.65 miles to work. You couldn't even bike to work or back for that matter. Not that it matters which direction you're going without getting like comments or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting because, I mean, we'll get into more of this later, but as a guy, like I really just don't think of that. Like it just doesn't occur to me until you started complaining about it. And then just hearing your description and just it was amazing how clearly it clicked to me. And it's not like I was pro street harassment. It was just literally, I didn't think about
it. Just never
much.
Crossed your mind. Yeah.
Yeah. And I never have catcalled anyone. You know me, that's not my personality. I've wanted to, no, I'm just kidding. I've just never been able to build up the confidence. It was a real demonstration when you started talking about that and mentioning it. It's just like, holy crap, that's annoying. And like, yeah, it is. I think in this case, and we'll get to it more later, but it really does come down to, it's a pretty obvious answer to me. And it does come down to just not being able to think from another's perspective, I think. But I had mentioned on the podcast that harassment, but fortunately, some kind folks did us the favor of ending that particular problem. So I forget if I, did I tell I told the audience that our bikes were stolen out of our, I might have mentioned it, but I don't know. Anyway, so our bikes were stolen out of the, so I thought it was, I probably did it on like one of my podcasts, but not both of them. And now I have no chance of remembering which one it was.
Right.
That particular problem went away. So I would say the solution to street harassment, on the whole is just steal everyone's bikes and then they'll be
fine. Yeah, I don't get catcalled on the bike anymore because I don't have a bike.
There you go.
But I can get catcalled while I'm walking.
We solved it. Well, you got to steal your legs. Just get rid of it all. So, okay. So that's my little intro. Cause I don't know. I think you didn't hear when I said that and I didn't, I guess I didn't ask you, but
it's cool. You can share it.
Okay. And it's funny because it's not meant as like, my girlfriend, fiance, whatever is so hot that like she gets, it's not that. It's like really annoying because it's disturbing, and it's not one of those things. So I didn't mention it as like a bragging about,
right?
You know, it and that's one thing that we'll see here when we look into this that people kind of say. So, oh, we have cats scratching at the door. I forgot this is what happens when we're both in one room and they're not involved.
They feel left out.
Hopefully it won't come through. All right, so go ahead and launch us into this, or actually, do you want to play the video?
Yeah, let's just start with the video. The group is called Holla Back. That I actually had to spell for Thomas when he was searching for the video.
This is a true story.
H-O-L-L-A. Yeah.
I said, what do I search? And she said, oh, holla back. And I was like, what does that mean?
Hearing that word come out of your mouth right now is really funny to me, yeah, too. And it's a nonprofit group that's trying to increase awareness about street harassment and try and reduce its occurrence. And it's an actress, Shoshana Roberts, who volunteered to help out, and the person in front of her has a GoPro attached to them, and they walked around New York City for 10 hours, and we'll listen to it now.
That's the only part that I don't find believable. Someone walked for 10 hours?
Yeah.
I don't believe it. But anyway. So here's the thing. I actually haven't watched the video. I heard a million people talking about it, and I figured, yeah, it sounds believable. I didn't even bother. Like, I've already heard everybody say things about it that I was like, yeah, that sounds about right. It's one of those things where, yeah, okay. It's like the movie Avatar. I don't need to see it. I've heard enough about it. Anyway, so for those of you who have had an earful of this thing, feel free to hit that 15-second button. Skip forward on your you're going to miss some cat, though, as I hear. Hit that 15-second button four times. No, eight times, because it's a two-minute video. Mm-hmm. And then you'll be through. But for everybody else and for us, we're going to go ahead and play it right now. It says 10 hours of silent walking through all areas of Manhattan wearing jeans and a crew neck t-shirt.
How are you doing today?
Wow.
That's not good.
Wow.
Huh? What's up, beautiful? Have a good day.
Hey, what's up, girl? How you doing? Somebody's acknowledging you. She said, hey.
Oh, bless
you. Hey, baby.
Hey, beautiful.
How are you this morning?
Have a nice evening.
Nice.
Damn.
God bless. Sexy American Eagle.
Even emergency vehicles are harassing.
God bless you. Have a good day, right?
Oh, it says the same guy has been walking silently alongside her for the past 2 minutes. 4 minutes. 5 minutes. Does he not notice the GoPro, I'm wondering? Is it hidden?
Doing good.
Hey, look at that. It's $5,000. There it
goes. This guy's, though you can't really hear, it's being kind of menacing in my fire.
You don't speak? I'll give you my number. Talk to me? No? Too ugly.
What's up, man?
How you doing? Oh, shit. 100 plus instances of verbal street harassment took place within 10 hours involving people of all backgrounds. This doesn't include the countless winks, whistles, etc. If you want to help, please donate, blah, blah, blah. Okay. I thought that was going to be more important than that. But so that's the video.
Yeah. I mean, just the first time I watched it, even now, I've seen it a couple of times and I've read plenty of articles reacting to the video, and this is not new for me, and I've experienced plenty of it myself, but just even watching it, I just got so uncomfortable again.
Yeah, I can imagine. And there you, like, by that same token, I wasn't really uncomfortable during that, but it's because I don't have that feeling. I don't have that. I think that's an important thing for maybe guys to realize that I didn't realize either. Just, you know, I didn't think about it. It's like, it's a different reaction when you're a woman and, you know, you're in this situation than it is for a guy to just think about it. Like, it's not going to be the same.
Yeah. Initially, I mean, at the very beginning when the video was posted, there were a lot of reactions. To the actress in particular. She's been getting rape threats, death threats.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So people are really showing their true colors here.
Yeah, that's always the best way to say that, oh, there's no such thing as misogyny, right, is start launching.
Right, or street threats. Harassment isn't a problem. I'm going to rape you and prove it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's always a great tactic.
On the YouTube video, the first comment that shows up is, fucking cunt man, no wonder nobody takes feminists seriously. I could walk in my town for 2 hours and I would have more material from junkies, homeless, and other scum than she got in New York. And I guarantee you it won't be compliments. And then he goes on to say that, you know, children are slaughtered by the thousands in every other part of the world. Why are we caring so much about this? Fuck her and everyone related to her. Hate this shit.
Yeah, that's a typical thing you see with a lot of I know you're not like as active in atheism or other things, but that's one thing that happens a ton. Whenever anyone has a cause, other people say like, "Well, why are you talking about that when there's children and whatever?" Like that's the number one deflection, is like, "Oh, you should pay attention to this bigger cause." But the fact is, it's never a good argument, and I think there's tiny cases where it could make sense. I think when you're talking about the same thing, like if you're talking about hunger maybe, and you're trying to cure hunger of 10 people, whereas right, there's a city next door that has thousands of people, like then it might make sense, like,
yeah,
if it's
priorities.
The same. But it's just not a good argument in general, and it comes up all the time.
I think the biggest example of that for this video has been people kind of pointing out the lack of white men that are harassing this woman. And they responded to it and said that there were white men who catcalled, who whistled, but they were often, you couldn't hear them over, you know, a truck horn or sirens. And so they happened to just edit those ones out.
Smart. So what you're saying is white people are more wily about it.
They time it right.
Plausible deniability. Yeah, I saw that and, that's one of those things where I just don't know what to say. I mean, if there was some proof about it, it's a pretty small sample size when you're talking 2 minutes out of 10 hours. Who knows? I don't know. I mean, that's just one of those things where it's like, if you want to do a separate video or something else or some more scientific study to try to determine if you really are interested in differences of ethnicities.
Yeah. And I mean, ultimately, like this isn't like peer reviewed research.
Yeah.
You know, this was created to be a viral video. It was edited down to 2 minutes for that purpose. And I don't know. I mean, I think that those are valid concerns, but ultimately, I mean, I've been harassed by people of all ethnicities. It does not matter in my experience. And why does the conversation have to shift to that? I know we've talked offline about this, but I don't really understand why that needs to become the focus now, why we can't just say street harassment's a problem. I don't care what ethnicity's doing it. You know, it's happening.
Exactly. And so you said it perfectly. That is another one of those like deflection kind of find something, some other problem about it. Or I think the one I saw, it might've been just that person's pet issue was, you know, race representation and stuff. It's like, that's your go-to. Everyone turns it into their own thing. And so I guess I should turn it into a question of atheism. I mean, it must be religion. No.
Yeah.
I think it's worth talking about. And I did want to say, I should mention this, because this topic really does have nothing explicitly to do with atheism, except that I think it's feminism is a very, very important and controversial thing in atheism right now, as I probably have mentioned to you before. There's almost unfortunately two groups. Like there's feminist atheists and then there's everybody else. And it's unclear what the numbers are, but it almost seems like feminists are a minority in atheism, and at least, or it could be just the more vocal voices, or it's hard to say, but it is a big thing. And what I want to do with this episode and with talking to you about this particular issue is say, there are feminists who say things I disagree with all the time, and I definitely don't want this to come across as some, you know, endorsement of everything a feminist has ever said and some criticism of everything anyone else who's anti-feminist has ever said, because that's what people turn it into, like this big broad war. I don't want to speak to that at all. I just want to share the kind of what I've learned about this issue from knowing you and from your interactions and what you've said. And I want to share that with everybody just in case there are other people who, like me, of, I don't know, a year ago or what, like, who just didn't think about it. Cause I really, you know, I really didn't. And it seems so clear to me that I just want to make sure. So that's tying this into atheism, is simply that I think it kind of helps inform maybe other parts of feminism in the atheism movement, even though I don't mean it as, you know, this episode of it as any sort of like big statement or anything. I just,
right.
Yeah. So that's just to do that tie in there. So,
there have been a lot of comments about, you know, women in 2014, you should be stronger. And if a man is bothering you on the street, turn around and call him out on it, react, respond, you know, carry pepper spray, address him and, tell him that what he is saying is bothering you and that you have a problem with it. And I don't think that's necessarily the right way of going about it. As a woman, you never really know who is doing the harassing. I mean, it's somebody on the street. It's a total stranger. They could be on drugs. They could have anger problems. They could, have acted out on women before. You really have no idea. And I mean, this isn't a new issue at all. And a few years ago, there was a woman in San Francisco who just said no thank you, essentially, to the person who was harassing her. And he was upset by it and ended up like stabbing her in the head. And I read this article where this woman who, prior to that incident, kind of found this strength in her and did just that. She was reacting to people who were harassing her on the street and responding. And, she actually had one man apologize and say, "You're right. You know, I wouldn't want my mother or my daughter to go through what I just said to you. And I'm really sorry. I was wrong." So I think like a lot of times people just don't think like it's sort of involuntary, maybe in a lot of ways, and there's no filter. But, so she had a positive experience there. She also got into some shouting matches and things like that. And then this stabbing happened and she looked back on what she was doing. And she's like, "Oh my God, was that wrong of me? Could this have been me?"
Right.
And I think a lot of women like are just very much aware of like the potential consequences of responding to things like that. And you never know what can happen. And if you think about like in terms of rape, you know, women are always told, be mindful of the situation, you know, don't walk by yourself at night, don't react if somebody's trying to get your attention, you know, be hyper aware of your surroundings. And so in that same way, why are women told to react then to street harassment? Why do they have to defend themselves in that situation, but not in a situation where they could be raped? Street harassment can lead to a lot of things. I mean, it has led to a lot of things. So why are those two situations different? Additionally, I mean, we're not okay with harassment in school. We're not okay with people being harassed at home or in the workplace. Why is the street open territory?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's if I did this at work, it would be very quickly inappropriate.
And you know that. I mean, and men and women are aware of what's appropriate behavior and what's inappropriate behavior, because they're capable of doing it other places. But in the street, it's someone on Fox News had referred to it as, you know, like for men, this is like a bar. No, a sidewalk is used for, you know, walking from point A to point B, maybe sometimes hanging out, I guess. But for this woman in particular, she was clearly trying to get from one place to another. I mean, it took 10 hours to get wherever she was going, but it's not necessarily a place that you should think that, oh, I can pick up women here or I can pick up men here. I mean, this goes both ways. Men get harassed too.
Yeah. And of course the obvious difference is just this size, to put it simply. I mean, mm-hmm. It's just men are just bigger on average, quite a bit bigger. And the number one danger to women is men. Like that's pretty, yeah. I mean, so it's for anyone out there for, you know, who is maybe not sympathetic to women receiving catcalls, because there's all these different deflections. You've already outlined some of them. Some of them are like, oh, well, you just wait till you're old and it doesn't happen and then you'll miss it. It's like, no, that's kind of missing the point. I mean, you know, there might be some level on which, you know, an older woman would prefer to be younger and be attractive or something, but that doesn't make harassment okay when you're young. Like that doesn't make any sense.
And I mean, I receive compliments from people I don't know outside of like street harassment when I'm not walking down the street and you're yelling something at me while I'm walking by. I go to this every time. I know you've heard this story, but I was sitting at a light rail station and waiting for the light rail, like cable car kind of thing, to come pick me up. And a man just walked up to me and said, "You're very beautiful. I hope you have a great day." And then he walked away. And that was it. And it was so nice. And it made my day so much better. I felt great about myself. It was definitely an ego boost. I did not feel uncomfortable or unsafe or anything like that. I think there are ways to approach women. And if these are truly compliments that you're trying to give a woman, there are like respectful ways to go about doing it. And certainly the people in the video aren't doing it appropriately.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing to ask you as an expert on being a woman and, you know, and me, an expert on not being a woman. I almost didn't even want to ask this question because I think it's so dumb. Like I think a lot of men maybe wonder, okay, is there a way to do this that's okay? I think that's worth looking into, but I almost don't even want to bother with it because it's like, why do you have to say stuff to women walking by? Like, why can't you just let them do whatever they want to do? That's the thing I don't get. It's like so many men are like, oh, it's a compliment. Why do you have to walk around complimenting women in a way that they maybe won't even like? Like, is that something you have to do? I don't get it. And think about, I think another thing for guys to think about is like, for you, that's just a one-time interaction. Like, you know, you're like, oh, hey, whatever. But for a woman, it might be just nonstop. She's getting that all the time. Like, that's going to get annoying. But anyway, just for the sake of talking about it.
Sure.
As you referenced, I mean, I suppose there's likely ways to do it that are less threatening, that are okay.
Yeah, I think I was thinking about it today, and I think I feel less threatened if someone approaches me when I'm not when I'm not physically engaged in another task. So if I'm walking, my mind is somewhere else. My guard is probably a little down because I'm busy doing something else. And I mean, if you think about when you're walking on a sidewalk and then a bicyclist comes up behind you, it's surprising. It's shocking. In the same way you're walking down the sidewalk, you're not necessarily expecting interaction. And then someone shouts something at you. It is shocking. And especially if you hear it's a man's voice, it makes you uncomfortable because you hear shouting, you don't process what he's saying. And then you start processing what he's saying and you're like, okay, why is he talking to me? I'm just trying to go to Safeway or, you know, I'm just trying to get to work.
Right. And there must be, I imagine, there's probably not time, I'm guessing, that it's not like every time you can make this clear picture of like, oh, here, let me look at this guy. Okay, he looks maybe not threatening. Okay, that's fine. It's like, you can't just always it's stupid to expect women to always have to do that all the time and to do it accurately. It's like, it's going to be such a lightning fast thing. That it's going, I imagine it's sort of a stress reaction of like, why is this happening? Like, I don't.
And a lot of people have said like, oh, this means I can't, say hi to women or good morning or have a nice day or anything like that. And I don't think that's true. I think you can go about saying those things, but it all depends on how you're saying it. I think the men in that video particularly are not saying it to wish her a good day necessarily. Like you hear the tone behind their voices and it is totally implying something else. And again, if you engage in that conversation, it is an invitation to, like, if you say thank you, then they'll continue.
Right.
They'll see that as a signal that you're interested when all you're doing is responding.
Yeah. And that's a good point. I wanted to mention too, because a lot of the reaction, was like, hey, why don't you just be polite and say thank you or acknowledge it? It's like, okay, maybe for that individual man or for whoever's saying that, maybe for them, that would be fine. Maybe they'd say, hey, how are you doing? Like, oh, you look good or whatever. And then you'd say, oh, thanks. And then that would be the end. But women don't know that. The women don't know if that's going to happen or if they say thank you, then the man's like, oh, okay, I'm in like this. So now I better pursue it more. Like, and so to expect women to somehow just know that and that they always ought to do what you demand their reaction be is just ridiculous. And I think that I mean, how about just a smile and a nod or something? Like, just if you really need to do something.
Well, or wait until you make eye contact. I think that's kind of a big thing there.
Yeah.
She's looking straight forward, not initiating contact with anybody at all. And they're just saying things to her without even looking in her eyes. You know, like, she's obviously not interested because she's not looking back at you.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Yeah, it's like I'm just trying to imagine. I would never try to interact with a woman who wasn't even looking at me. Like,
yeah,
how weird is that? I don't get it. I don't get why people defend it, and I don't get why it just sucks that so many people don't get it. And the internet. I mean, while the internet's always shitty for comments, I mean, I guess those are those same people, and there's a shocking number of them that really don't get it. And it's not just that. It's, you know, people in the mainstream or lame stream, as I like to know. People in the mainstream media are like talking as the, I mean, they're representative. They don't get it. And it's not just, you know, fringe people on the internet in internet comments.
Yeah. I mean, if this kind of illustrates how bad it can get, honestly, if I'm walking by myself, especially at night, my arms are crossed in front of my chest. I'm looking down. I'm walking as fast as I possibly can without running to wherever I'm going. And if I accidentally catch someone's eye, like, I avert my eyes right away. I don't want to potentially engage anybody just because you don't know. Like, it sucks. It honestly sucks that's how I have to live my life when I'm walking alone. It's so frustrating.
And that's, I mean, that's like most women, right? I mean,
yeah,
that's like most every girl you talk to about it is like, oh yeah, that's how it is. That's how reality is.
Well, yeah,
you know, for us.
Don't smile when you're walking down the street because you don't know what that could lead to potentially. You have to look either completely neutral or mean so no one will talk to you. And it's just so frustrating because I'm not a mean person. So to like pretend that I'm mean just because I don't want to be harassed is just annoying. It's really annoying. And it feels so fake. And
yeah. And then there's all the comments. I would say the most annoying thing for me right now in all these like responses people have had is people. I don't know why it's so particularly annoying to me, but when they're like, oh, smile, you got to smile. Yeah. Hey, smile. And it's like, shut up. Like, I don't need to do any, this is the inner woman in me. I don't need to do anything that you're telling me to do. I don't need to do that. Like the idea that, and I think what bothers me about it so much is I bet these guys think they're like being all nice or being like whatever, but that's so condescending. Like, they know how you need to act and they're telling you like, hey, you need to smile. Like, why don't you smile more? It's like, that one's really frustrating. And I know that's happened to you, hasn't it? Haven't you?
Yeah. Oh yeah. By even by like older men too.
That's the one that the older guys tend to go with. It's like, dude, you're not in charge of me. Like, I don't.
Right.
It would be so frustrating to me.
Well, and it's interesting because you see that in the harassment, and then you see that in reactions to this video where people are saying, you know, like, you shouldn't feel that way. You know, it's not harassment. It's compliments. This isn't harassment, yada, yada, yada. And it's like, well, you don't really have the ability to tell me how I should feel about the situation. Like, and truth of the matter is it makes me feel unsafe. It makes me feel uncomfortable and I don't like it.
Yeah.
That's harassment. I mean, end of story, right?
Yeah. And the fact is it's so universal. I mean, it's pretty easy to gather the data on this. And if it was like, this was just you, like if everyone was like, Lydia, this is just you, everyone else is fine with it, it honestly would be a different story. Like, if literally every woman was totally fine with it except you, it wouldn't be the thing it is. But the fact is, it's 98.5% of women are incredibly uncomfortable with it. Like, it's a very easy thing to gather the data. You'll be able to find some woman on some, you know, conservative talk show say like, oh, I love it. Like, oh, it's great. It's swell.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can find those women because
you can.
they can either, they really feel that way. I mean, they might, or if they say those things, it's very easy to get more attention and to be like, men will want to trumpet them as like, oh, look at it. This is okay. So, it's very easy to gather that data, and it's so universally unpleasant. And it occurred to me when you were describing how you have to walk at night or whatever, is like, that's what you think of as like a wartime thing. Like, if you were in like a You know, like
it, like a huge trench coat and like
yeah, or maybe one of those dystopian like yeah. novels where it's like you need to look straight forward and or down and not acknowledge. Right. It's like the idea that that's the how women have to act is just it's ridiculous. And maybe you can find some example of where you know a man says something that's totally fine, a woman overreacts. Maybe you can find that example somewhere because women have to put up with this all the time. But that's not valuable. Like it's more valuable to look at the norm, which is this constantly happens and women don't like it almost universally.
Yeah, well, it's funny because I mean, a lot of times it's even hard to describe why you don't like it. Like you just feel gross. You know, it's the whole objectification of, I totally said the wrong, objectification of women. And like, there's really no good way to describe how it feels. You just, I mean, people just call it icky. And that's like literally what it is. Like you just have the heebie-jeebies and uncomfortable. And you think about it the rest of the day. It does not go away from your mind at all.
Oh, great. I don't want to give men that kind of power. We should cut that.
Well, how much you hate it and how much you hate the person yeah. who did it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So good luck.
And I saw a great tweet that was like, oh, no. So you're telling me I'm going to have to give up my right to come on to women in a way that they completely despise. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, such a threat to men. Like, yeah.
There was something I had read where they had asked a couple guys in like New York or I don't know, Washington, D.C. and stuff and asking, why do you think men engage in this behavior? Right. Mm. And one guy said, I think he was like a sociology major, and he said that he thinks it's because there's this sort of unspoken, if you're hanging out on a sidewalk and there are a bunch of men around, there's this competition kind of aspect to it. And someone else had said, yeah. And then, you know, who can make a woman feel worse? I don't know if that's necessarily true. I don't really want to put that sort of feeling yeah, anywhere.
Well, here's my territory. Now I get to talk as an expert. Now, I could imagine that what you just described could be true of like the construction worker type. Mm. Like that totally fits. Like it's a bunch of guys who have a shitty job and they are all in a group of guys and they want to have this stupid competition, like competitive
show
attitude. That I could totally
other.
See. But that's not what a lot of this video was. A lot of this video was like, there's just a random dude standing by himself, like not even around other people, and he makes a comment. I think the majority of it, I've said this before, this is where sometimes the feminists lose me, and it's not a big deal. It's just I think they state it in terms that don't make sense to men, which is totally understandable. But it's not men saying like, I would like to objectify this woman. It's just
yeah.
men are interested in sex all the time with women, and they it's stupid men. And men without like, you know, a sense of manners or a sense of like respect, just say whatever the hell comes to their stupid brain.
Right. Or
like
a they functioning just prefrontal lobe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They just, there's no filter. There's just like, like you
right.
see a woman, it's like, I love it. Like that's all that is. It's not a, it's, there's no meetings among men of like, how can we keep women down? Oh, I know. Volunteers, can I get any volunteers? Can you guys make sure to comment on women's like it's not that. I understand that it translates to that, and it probably feels like that to women, like it's this male, like we're trying to assert dominance or something, but I guarantee you that's no man's motivation. Their motivation is like, ooh, I think I could get laid if I talk to this girl. That really is what it is.
Yeah.
And I think women aren't able to believe that sometimes, or they don't like the way women talk about it. And again, I'm not mean to be critical. I think that's just one of those differences in perspectives. I think that the motivation is purely like sexual. Like this is, I want to have sex with this woman.
Well, and that's like, that's really digging into the issue. And ultimately I feel like my opinion may be just more simplistic. I just think it's wrong. I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't
no.
care. Yeah. I don't care the reason why they're doing it.
Absolutely.
I think you're totally right in terms of evolution, you know, biological instincts to try and mate and, you know, whatever environment you're in. But I mean, we also developed decision-making and judgment, you know, in our prefrontal yeah. lobes, and,
well,
and that's and there. So engage it.
That might not have evolved. That's a societal thing. I mean, that's something we've accepted, you know, that's a societal evolution. Like we should all act in way, you know, in these ways that you're talking about. And yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I didn't mean at all to say that I meant to minimize it at all. It doesn't, it really, you're right. It doesn't matter. It's just when what'll happen is, you know, there'll be a blog about it. And then they, I think there's a bit of a competition to, there's sort of an arms race of the best rhetoric you can write about it. And then that competes with each other. And then all of a sudden it's all about how men are like trying to keep women down and all that. Like, they're assigning a lot of motivations to it. Now, it's okay if you want to say like that's the result, but that's not the motive. It really just isn't the motivation.
Right.
That's not it. It might be that the fact that they feel comfortable catcalling is a result of some of other wider factors of society. But those in turn, I think it really does just come down to size. Like, they're not worried about repercussions of doing this.
Right.
Unless there's a man with the woman, then they don't do it most of the time.
Most of the time.
Some of them are. So I almost have more respect for the guys that just don't even care. There's a certain ballsiness of just catcalling a girl who's like with a guy. That's like a whole different breed.
I was catcalled while I was on the bike. And then when I was catcalled when I was with a guy, the other guy was on a bike. So here we go, full circle.
Okay. I thought you were going to say, like, he didn't even think, like, oh, my bike might beat you up. Like, that was your partner. Yeah, no. Look, I'm with this bike. Yeah. Don't you understand?
Yeah, back off. I'm spoken
I'm
for.
Taken, yeah. that's a whole different thing. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, that's another thing. You know, women and feminists see that fact, the fact that guys don't usually do it when there's another guy around. And they say, oh, so I'm just, it's okay if I'm property, because if I belong to that man, you'll respect that. And it's like, that's a weird way of looking at it to me, because really it's so simple. It's so simple. If a guy catcalls a girl and there's a guy attached to that girl, the guy might say like, hey man, what the F? And then they get into a fight. It's very simple.
Right.
Like, there's not a big old like property thing. There's not a big calculation of misogyny. It's just like, oh, that's not a good thing to do because I might get beaten up. Like,
well,
it's like physics. It's not, it's mechanical.
I mean, I kind of agree that it's also just a waste of your energy and resources. I mean, if like catcalling a woman who is unavailable,
you're looking for a single girl,
right,
who might want to have sex.
I don't view that as like I'm property of the other guy then if I'm unavailable.
Weird, because I that's one of those things that I see that I, whenever feminists will say that, it's like, that's not really what that is, but I don't want to just focus on the things I disagree on, because the overall point of you shouldn't catcall is 100% I agree with.
Right.
Like, it's not even close. But it's just these little things come up, but when, you know, blogger this, they'll kind of go back and forth, and soon it evolves into this big old narrative of misogyny. And it's like, that's the part where I lose it a little bit. But anyway.
So there are a lot of people responding saying, oh, well, there goes my freedom of speech. You know, we're not allowed to say whatever we want now. And
oh, perfect. I'm glad you're saying this. I was going to say this exact thing.
Yeah. And it's just, it's so crazy to me, because it's like, well, no, you can say whatever you want, but I would think that you'd like be kind of aware on how it impacts other people.
Yeah. I was going to say this exact thing. And did you have more?
No, I'll get into the next part later.
Excuse me. I don't even think I saw an argument like that, but I already knew that those were happening, because people always go to that. There's in any of this stuff, internet comments and any of these things. It's so funny how people go, like, they go to the Constitution. I have a right to say what I want. It's like, yes, I hypothetically have a right to walk through the city and every single person I see, I could say, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck to every person. I have a right to do that. But if I did that, I would be an asshole. Like,
right.
That's just...
You just don't do it.
Yeah. There's not a question of rights. Everyone knows that's your right. You could just walk through the streets. I mean, you can't be a public menace, I guess. But like, everyone knows you could just look at every single person and find something you don't like about them and say it to their face. Like, you're fat. You're ugly. You're like, you could do that. It's in your rights. But you just wouldn't do it. You'd be an asshole. So it's not... I'm so glad you brought that up, because I was going to say that too. It's like, why do people go to that? Like, yeah, you have that right.
Well, and I mean, there is like conversation, should this be a law? You know, should it be illegal to street harass a person? And people have said, you know, like it'll be kind of hard to enforce.
Yeah,
it's more symbolic than anything. And I don't know if you necessarily have to take that route. I just would hope that the conversation is taken seriously enough that people just choose on their own accord to kind of stop.
And it needs to be more of a social pressure. I think I'm very, very pessimistic of anything changing. I mean, it seems to be such a common thing, and it's in a similar way to the threat that you feel when someone catcalls and the potential of threat. I think that men likely who would defend you or who would call out the man, I mean, they feel that same threat, and that's a way of really, you know, of examining if you're a guy who maybe doesn't understand this. I mean, imagine if you saw a guy catcalling or doing something you didn't like, and you felt like you needed to stop them or say something to them. If I just imagine that, I already feel like, ooh, I'm a little nervous. Like, who is this guy? What is he, you know, is he going to be a threat to me? And that's the same feeling that yeah. I'm sure women get of just, you don't know, he could be a threat. And also multiply that times you're way smaller.
Right.
And like,
even small guys are surprisingly strong.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's weird because I think more guys would, I was going to say earlier that, I'm very pessimistic that anything will happen, but if it was going to change, it would need to be just more social pressure. And maybe it will over a course of years. It seems so common. And honestly, it seems so hard to, just looking at it economically, I think there's so little incentive for these jerks to stop and so little incentive for people to intervene, because there's a high cost of intervening with the wrong guy and he has a knife or he's crazy or whatever. And there's very little benefit to an individual. It's a societal benefit. But if I am walking down the street and I hear someone being catcalled and the guy is a little big, like, I mean, I would want to say something, but it's like, I don't know. I mean, that's scary. Like, I don't, I mean, I hope that enough people can be that sort of quote unquote hero to, like, you know, stop them or say something or say, like, dude, just shut up. Like, she doesn't want to be, but it's like, it's scary. And I think that's why I'm pessimistic, because there's, for me, in that one scenario, there's a lot of incentive not to say anything because it's a little scary. And there's almost no incentive to say something other than it would be a benefit to that girl and to the greater society to do that. So
I saw this website, that's called, Cards Against Harassment.
Oh, like Cards Against Humanity?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a playoff of that. And this woman created it because she was getting tired of being harassed. So she just made, like, little kind of, I don't know, sarcastic sort of things and saying, you know, this is how it makes me feel when you do that. And so now whenever she gets harassed, she just turns around and hands them a card. She keeps them in her pocket. And you can, like, print them on the website, off the website, and cardsagainstharassment.com, I think. And yeah. And I was like, well, that's kind of cool. Yeah. Here's one. It's a woman jogging, and it says, ah, summer, the perfect time to get outside and get active. Too bad you had to go and ruin it. Someone simply walking, jogging, biking in your line of sight isn't an invitation for you to comment on how they look. Learn more at cardsagainstharassment.com, and they have information and resources. And I don't know how effective it is,
yeah,
but
I was gonna say,
it's kind of like a non-aggressive way to kind of say, like, I don't like what you're doing to me.
Right.
I don't... I say that now. I don't know if I'd have the guts to do that even still.
No, I really don't want you interacting with these losers. I really, yeah. It's scary. Like, I don't – just imagine that. People, like, could try to – yeah, I don't know. It's just frustrating because I don't get all the apologists, and I hope I don't have any of them on my show. But I want you to let me know, I mean, if you disagree with this, because I think that's the only chance of changing anyone's mind is to actually talk about it. I don't want to alienate everybody, but I really hope I don't have too many, like, street – catcalling apologists who listen, but we'll see. I mean, if I do, you know, talk to me, because I want to talk to you about it. But it seems so obvious to me. It seems like just a question of people who have thought about it or who haven't, but that's probably not reality. I mean, there are probably plenty of men who have thought about it and think, like, oh, it's a great idea. Like, it's a compliment. Just, like, accept it.
And if you think about, for a lot of women, they've been experiencing this for a majority of their lives,
right.
You know, like, people who started getting it at, like, 12 years old. And if you think about, just, if I had a daughter, or my daughter, you know, I don't have a daughter, but if a listener, surprise.
I was wondering what you're doing with that. Like, yeah.
No. Okay.
Like our kitten, our female cat
I am being just a random person, and I have a daughter. Would I be comfortable with what I'm saying to women out on the street being directed to my daughter when she's walking down the street? I would think that the answer would be no. I would hope that the answer would be no, because some of the things are really uncomfortable and inappropriate. But you never know. I feel like that's kind of an easy way to start bridging that gap.
Sure. And, Yeah, okay, that's good. That made me think of some things. Like, you know, if someone were to ask me, like, well, wouldn't you prefer that your, you know, girlfriend fiance thing is getting...
Thank you.
I just hate the word fiance. It's a worse word. Anyway, can we just get married already so I can call you my girlfriend still?
Like 5 months.
Yeah. You're all invited, by the way, every listener. yeah, I mean, what the hell was I saying? Oh, yeah. When people say like, oh, wouldn't you rather your girlfriend be getting compliments or whatever? And isn't that flattering? It's like, I would rather if someone gave me my pick of the optimal what could happen, it would be that no one talked to you. No, I mean, no random dude on the street talks to you. Yeah, I want you to shut up.
Oh, God,
in a
what
tower.
Am I getting into?
No, that's not what I meant. No, it'd be that no random guy. I don't need random guys. Like saying suggestive things to you to reinforce like, ooh, I made a good pick.
As affirmation that you're in the right relationship.
If anything, which I don't really need anything. Well, I mean, maybe you do. Maybe you need some sort of, reinforcement from your family or friends that you've picked a good mate. But if it would be anything, it would be someone I know, like maybe a friend saying like, wow, you've definitely got a very good, you know, fiance there. That's a good pick. Like that would be what I'd want. I don't need like some random guy saying some weird
that you'll
like,
never
repulsive
see again.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I don't need that. So
screaming at me as I'm walking past.
Yeah. Like it just doesn't, that's not flattering. It's just annoying.
Yeah. And early on in this discussion, right after I saw the video, I shared it on Facebook. A friend of mine that I've done theater with reposted it, and she initially had said, you know, I hate this. This is really bothering me. I can't believe, you know, I've been dealing with this since I was a kid, and, you know, it's just really uncomfortable and disgusting. And someone had responded to it, and...
some hero, I'm guessing.
And he said...
It's a man? The room is spinning.
I've been harassed by women and gay men. I usually just say thanks and keep walking. I say get over it. Assholes will always exist. Getting your panties in a bunch about it doesn't solve anything and only serves to create more negative energy. If they're being rude, tell them to fuck off. Creating videos and posting about it makes it seem like a pretty passive-aggressive way to deal with the problem. And then she liked it, and I was really confused. And she commented back and said, Tony, if you know me at all, passive aggressive is in my nature, lol. As for men in general, I love men. I love women. I wasn't saying anything against men, just showing a side of my experience that I related to. Sure, it's not the most positive thing in the world. I just think it's interesting when you really think about it. I never really put a lot of thought into it because I grew up with it. For me personally, it's more of my interest in psychology and human nature that beckoned my reposting of this video. And I got so mad that she backed
down.
Wow,
she really caved. Does she like this guy or something?
No.
Is it some, no?
I think that they're friends, I guess.
By it or something?
Yeah, but,
like, geez,
but I was like if anything is indicative of like what harassment, like how it can impact you, like she just totally switched.
Yeah, that's terrible.
So I got really upset and I kind of addressed him when I responded. And I said, why do you think a lot of women try to ignore it when it happens, pretend they can't hear it, avoid eye contact, and increase their pace? Likely at some point they've said thank you to a comment, tried to continue walking, and been followed, harassed further, or attacked. Thank you isn't always taken as a simple gesture of gratitude. Sometimes it is thought to be a signal of interest, an invitation to pursue further. I don't think this is something men or women should just deal with or get over. It's harassment, plain and simple, and it's really not cool. And a lot of people liked it. Just gonna put that out there.
I wish the audience could have seen your face. It was perfect delivery. Like you're all proud of like, yeah, that was awesome.
I'm pretty proud. It's like the most likes on this entire thread.
That's funny.
And then he responded, sorry, I wasn't intending to make my comment personal, more about the article and reactions to it in general. And I was like, oh, I got
that
you.
Have to do with anything?
Nothing. Yeah. He had nothing to say back to me.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, like, I know.
It's ridiculous. And didn't you say, am I imagining this, or didn't you say that guy was like a well-built?
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
he goes to the gym. He like had pretty big muscles.
Yeah. Obviously,
you know?
It's not going to be a threat to him. It's pretty easy to just like casually, you know.
I would say if I was like harassing a man, if I was like calling him hot or whatever from the street, which is just so stupid to me, like just thinking about it. And he turned around and said, fuck off to me. I'd be like, okay, I won't try anymore.
Yeah. It actually looks like we're running out of time, but there's a video that I don't know if it was serious or it seems to be getting some amount of serious reaction of, you know, a guy walked around and he's obviously like super hot. I mean, I sent him a few emails, but he hasn't responded.
He hasn't responded yet.
So that wedding date's pending, right? Is that final? Or
you know, if you can make it work with that guy.
Okay. Yeah, well, once you see him, you'll understand. No, he's a great looking guy. He's a model or something. And they had him do the same thing. And he got some comments from some women, like a couple. And it's just like, yeah, sure. If you find the hottest guy alive and like dress him in a super tight, he had like a tight t-shirt and like,
yeah.
This woman was just dressed normally. Like she wasn't showing off anything.
Right.
Not that even matters, but if you're comparing the two, it's like, if you find the hottest guy imaginable and dress him up in a super tight t-shirt, he might get a couple of comments from women half his size. But
yeah.
For every woman, it's like, it's a way higher percentage of women who get these comments, and they get way more all the time.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, if you women do react to good looking men, but they don't yell at them as they're walking down the street. You know, if they're with another woman, they'll generally like kind of turn to the other woman and be like, oh, did you see that guy? He was really hot. And that's kind of where it ends. If you see someone attractive on the street, if you make eye contact with them, though, that might be different. And again, I mean, it's all about like that might be an invitation if. You can kind of tell with someone's eyes, I think, if they're interested or not. And maybe that's just female intuition. I don't know. But I've had experiences where like I've had fine conversations with people on the street. But, you know, I've made eye contact with them to show them I am interested in talking to you. Go ahead. And this was a long time ago. This was before things got like really crazy. This wasn't like last weekend.
Oh, OK.
Yeah,
good.
Don't worry.
You really didn't need to
yeah.
clarify that. I wasn't worried.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think we're out of time. So that was another, let me ask you something, Lydia, what was
yeah.
your name?
Lydia.
Did you hear any, audio dropouts or other difficulties or anything during your time in this recording?
Nope.
Ah, well, I think this is a perfect time, actually. I just want to quickly acknowledge that again and thank Brian and Michael. I think if you thanked them too, it would go a long way.
Thank you, Brian and Michael.
You can do better than that.
Thank you, Brian and Michael. Hey, don't tell me what to do. I just gave in.
Look, but this, but I pay your bills. So
Okay, fine.
yeah, thank you guys so much. I wanted to thank you again because it was another week of, or the first week rather, of perfect flawless recording and no dropouts or anything. Digital recorder, everyone. It's nice.
And it makes for a happier fiance. Mm-hmm. So I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, now I got to just try to sell all this junk that I bought and can't return anymore. All right. Thank you guys so much and have a great week. And I will talk to you next time.